face of the Denver Broncos? Do they have a face of their franchise? Do they even need to have a face of their franchise as they currently sit? Let us know how you feel about it at 303-713-1043. That's the RamosLaw.com text line. We're checking in there. You can also do it over on Twitch, twitch.tv/DenverSportsCom. See a few of you already over there in the chat room. I'll come and hang out with you here in just a few moments, talking Nugs and Abs over there. But Broncos, Stoke, do they have to have a face of the franchise with where they are and kind of what 2024 is shaping up to be? Does it matter at all if there's a face of the franchise? Because the reason I'm asking you this, Phil and Zach have been talking about it, and I've heard some of the conversations. They've basically said, well, it's Sean Payton. Who else could it be at this moment? I think they're right. I just don't know how much a team needs to have a face of a franchise and if it needs to be a player opposed to a coach.
Yeah, right now it is Sean Payton. I would like it to be a quarterback. That's what we want. Right, we come out of the draft, 12th pick, Bo Nix. Now that's the face of our franchise.
You think that would be right away?
He's got to earn it.
I feel like a little.
A little?
Yeah.
I think right away he becomes the face of your franchise, but that's temporary. Like you said, you got to go out there and earn it a little bit and to keep it, right? You get it because you're drafted high and you're a quarterback automatically.
Yeah.
And now if you want to keep it, you got to go out there and earn it on the football field. So, but yeah, I think right now it's Sean Payton. You would like it to be a player, certainly, and a star player, right? That's usually the face of your franchise. Mm-hmm. We just don't have a star player. Who's our star player?
Yeah, they don't have one.
Don't.
There's not even one I could think of, like, this could be the guy. They don't have that either.
No. No. I don't even think it's you have anybody in consideration. I mean, okay, what about Pat Surtain?
I mean, a dude that never touches the ball? That's going to be the face of your franchise? I think that's very difficult in 2024.
I agree with you. It's you don't see a lot of action.
Yeah.
So I think it's got to be it doesn't have to be a quarterback, doesn't have to be a receiver. I mean, it can be a pass rusher, Von Miller. But you have to impact the game a little bit more than you see from a guy like Pat Surtain play in and play out. And a lot of that's to his credit because he's so good, he doesn't get a lot of action, right? And then you're just not involved in the game all that much. Where if you're a pass rusher, if they throw the ball, you have an opportunity to make plays.
Yep.
If you're a cornerback, it's almost like a wide receiver. It's a little bit, it's dependent position.
Mm-hmm.
It's dependent on that quarterback throwing your way.
Yeah.
And when you're really good, that quarterback doesn't want to throw your way. So I agree with you there on Pat Surtain. And unfortunately, right now, the Broncos just don't have one. Like I said, I hope that, and I do believe that they're spinning the wheel. And whoever shows up and is available there for them at 12, they're going to take. And hopefully that guy ends up being the face of the franchise. Do you have to have one? Do you have to have one? If you want to be successful, if you're a good team?
Yeah, I think you do. I think you do. It's hard for me to separate. Like, I'm thinking out in my head of, okay, right now, no, they don't have to have one. The Denver Broncos, the 2024 Broncos that are going to go out and eat $53 million of the Russ cap and, you know, hope that younger guys develop, not really trying to, you know, go out there and be competing with the Chiefs for the AFC West. I don't think it matters a lot right now, but for them to get to where they want to be, there's got to be somebody that's stepping into that role and, like you said, earning it over the next year or two so that when they are competitive and are in the conversation of competing with the Chiefs in the AFC West, you go, yeah, you know why the Broncos are back? Because this dude's on the team.
Well, good teams have good players. Great teams have some great players. And so, you know, when you have great players, like, okay, that player could be the face of the franchise.
Yeah.
That one could be. You know, you look at the Broncos when, you know, when Peyton would say, okay, it could be Peyton, it could be Vaughn, it could, you know, I mean, there's so many just great players. Look around the league at the great teams. All right, Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce. I mean, there's multiple guys out there. Chris Jones, you could even put there signing that big deal. You look at the 49ers. All right. I mean, Christian McCaffrey. I mean, Deebo Samuel. I mean, they have great players. So it's when you're not very good, you don't have many good players.
Yeah.
And that's where the Broncos are, unfortunately. But you look around the league at the good teams, and they got a lot of really good players. Well, you got a lot of candidates there. Broncos haven't been good for a while. There's not many candidates to choose from.
Right. And it's also, too, the PS2 conversation. Like, how many NFL teams their face is a defensive player?
Yeah.
Winning championships.
Well, you look at one like Aaron Donald.
Okay.
Right? When they won the championship, I think you know, he could have been up there with Stafford that year and Cooper Kupp,
obviously. Yeah, it's obviously. Like 1A, 1B, 1C.
Yeah, I think you can have multiple.
Okay.
I think when I was with the Ravens, you look at that team and it's like, okay, that's Ray Lewis. So
Ray Lewis, Stoke.
Yeah, right. Close second.
1A, 1B.
Yeah, and then
you had to represent the offense and you held down the defense.
Yeah, exactly.
Who was y'all's running back? You had a great
Jamal
running back.
Jamal Lewis.
Too. Yeah, Jamal Lewis.
Yeah,
that's right.
You distanced third for Jamal.
Right.
But majority of the time, it's a quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or a playmaker, a guy that's touching the ball a lot, running back or a wide receiver. You look at the Vikings, Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
So, it'd be nice to have that conversation and go back and forth with two or three guys, right?
Yeah, it would.
Well, you gotta find those guys. We just don't have those guys right now.
You know what I think of when I think of face of the franchise for the Raiders?
The guy behind the goalpost with the spiky pads and the face painted.
Half silver paint, half black paint,
yeah.
Spike shoulder pads. That's the face of their franchise.
And smelly,
yeah.
Yeah, you can just smell them right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to know something? I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, but it's a snowy Thursday. I feel like we have a little bit of freedom here today. Baker Mayfield.
Baker.
I have always assumed he smells bad.
Really?
Just based off of his look, like I've always kind of called him like B.O. Baker. Baker seems like a guy that would have body odor to me.
Really?
I don't know why.
I don't know. That just has not been a thought of mine at all. But now it will, probably, unfortunately. So
next time you see him.
Now I'm going to say he probably stinks. Like, why? Because Josh said it.
Yeah, I don't know why, but every time I see him, I'm like, I bet he smells terrible right now.
Today feels like a day, which that's weird, though, Josh.
It is weird for me to think about how other people smell without knowing them.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, is he always sweaty and musty? Like, is that why?
Like, right now, I haven't shaved all week, so I got this thing, you know, the thing hanging, and I just, like, right now, I would assume people think I probably smell based on my look. He always has this, so I just think he smells.
I don't think many people think about that.
Really?
No. I don't think that many people think about, like, well, you got a little bit of a beard. You stink.
Wow.
Like you do.
Yeah.
Maybe my brain works weird. Yeah, maybe I'm the odd one here. I think today, like, when you look at it, it's like, okay, like, a lot of places are closed. Not many people are on the road, and it's snowy, and, like, everything's kind of shut down for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool. Nobody's hardly in this parking lot.
Yeah.
But it almost feels like a day like when you're in school.
Yeah.
And you walk into class and it's a substitute teacher. You're like, snap, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah.
Can't wait, you know. Or the teacher would roll in the projection screen or whatever and you'd get to, it'd be like movie day or something. So that's what it feels like today. Good.
Which you've now learned as an adult, when the teacher rolled that TV in, that means they got loose the night before.
Yeah, they just...
And you didn't know that as a child, but now that I'm an adult, and I'm like, yeah, that's what I'd have done too.
Yep, exactly.
Shout out to the teachers out there rolling in projectors. I don't think it's projectors anymore. They're flat screen smart TVs to take in, the Outsiders today. Do they still watch that in school? Did you have to watch that?
I don't think so.
Oh, really?
No, I don't.
Kev did, right? We're from the same district, Kevin and I.
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think many, there's no schools are open today.
Oh, that's true.
They're all closed.
Soft these days.
Well, no one's working. If no one's working,
we're here.
Like, huh?
I'm at work.
I know we are, but majority of people aren't working today.
All right, we're going to take
a time out.
We're
just different.
We are. We grind.
That's right.
We're essential workers. Remember that.
That's right, Kev. That is absolutely right.
We are considered essential workers. And whenever they had that, like we had, like, passes.
I had a pass, a little thing I kept in my car.
Crazy time. Like, seriously? Crazy. Yeah. Crazy.
What are you doing on a snow day? Let's have some fun with that. Let us know, 303-713-1043. You got any snow activities that you're out there doing, or is it too snowy for you? I do want to have that Roddy White conversation. Why is he so mad at Stink? We'll get into that next.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Josh.
It is 11:16 on a snowy Thursday. Be careful out there if you're out and about working, doing your thing. I asked folks what they're doing today, Stoke, and the RamosLaw.com text line is where you can respond, 303-713-1043. I love this one. Us letter carriers appreciate you guys working hard just like us today. Shout out to all the mailmen, mailwomen out there doing their thing, delivering the mail in this nonsense today. Y'all are goats doing it today. Anybody out there working the plows, everybody doing their thing, like obviously the rest of us that have to get to work, appreciate what you guys are doing out there. So be careful, be safe, and let us know what you're doing for the snow day. A lot of people just simply wrote day drinking.
It's a day to do it.
Which makes sense, right? Checks out a little bit. Maybe you get out and you can't even really like sled in this stuff because it's so wet and weird.
Yeah, I'm not a sledder.
You're not?
Nah.
I had a great snow day. On a big snowstorm at one point. We'll have some snow day stories coming up. But I want to talk Roddy White. I couldn't figure out the connection. Stoke, I'm looking, and I know Roddy's an Alabama guy. Maybe it's as simple as that, and he doesn't like the way Sean and Jerry's time went together, although Sean never called Jerry out publicly for anything, really. Actually, he only talked about how much talent the young man had. But you go to Roddy White's Twitter, and he was sharing his feelings yesterday. It started with Mark Schlereth, our very own Stink. He says, Mark Schlereth, you don't be watching film because running Judy on choice routes is not good coaching. Russ throws the ball outside the numbers. Everybody knows that. And he didn't do that because his offense is more throw the ball over the middle of the field. That's him talking to Mark. Then he says, Judy, he's talking about Jerry Judy, is an outside wide receiver. If you put him outside the numbers and let him work, he will catch 90 balls a year for 1,000 yards. So I don't know what you're talking about, Mark. That's Roddy White.
Yeah, Roddy's a little bit off there. I think when he talks about choice routes, and a choice route is kind of just gives you an option route there where you can kind of sit down, you can break out, or you can break in. And it's around 5 yards, right? So it's a typical route that every football team runs, and it just gives you some options there. I think when you look at Jerry Judy, I thought Jerry Judy had the potential to be a good, solid inside wide receiver where, you know, you can put him outside, but you can also put him inside. Is he better outside than inside? Sure. But I thought with his quickness and his route running ability, he could have been a productive inside wide receiver. So, and we get it, like, okay, where does Russ throw the football better? It's outside the numbers rather than working the middle of the football field. Got it. But you also got to be able to work the middle of the football field at some point, yeah. Right? And I just think a guy like Jerry Judy, like, he can be a good inside wide receiver because he has the quickness and he has the route running ability to be able to do those things. It just didn't work out here, you know? And the offense, it just didn't work out last year with Russ. And I think Roddy's taking, not putting any of this blame on Russell Wilson. He's just putting it all on Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Like, it's Sean Payton's fault that Russ can't throw over the football field, over the middle of the football field, and he likes to work outside the numbers and outside the hash marks, which is fine, but at a certain point, you got to put some of that on Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. And then just to assume that, yeah, well, Jerry Judy would have been a 90-catch, 1,000-yard guy.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That's making a big assumption there.
He also added one more tweet. This one is taking a shot at Sean. He writes, Sean Payton, he did spell that wrong, though, time has passed him by. Don't matter who he gets in the draft, Drew carried that man, and he ain't done nothing since. He went Kistner on the ain't done nothing.
Yeah, he went that Kevin Kistner right there. Yeah. Okay. And I understand what he's talking about. Now, we have to realize, take a step back here. Roddy White played for the Falcons.
Yep.
Sean Payton coached for the Saints.
Yeah.
Those two teams hated each other.
And the Saints won a lot of those games.
Yeah. Those were some old school rivalry type of football games. So we got to remember that here also. So if he has a chance to take a shot at Sean Payton, he's going to take a shot at Sean Payton, right? If that's the case, what has Bill Belichick done? So is he a terrible coach? Is he just an awful coach
without
Tom Brady? Right? What has he done?
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't done anything. So usually your really good coaches have really good players. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Right? And most of the time you have really good quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And when you have a great quarterback, is it your fault? Is it Sean Payton's fault that he had a great quarterback for a long time? You do have to give him some credit for going out there and coaching things up and having a plan for the offense and having a plan for Drew Brees. So I think those conversations can be a little bit tricky when you look at, well, is it the player or is it the coach? Obviously, you got to have the players. If you don't have the players, you don't have a chance. Right. A coach can help to a certain degree. But having a guy like Drew Brees, yeah. Don't you think all those coaches love having a guy like Peyton Manning?
Of course.
And Brandon Stokely?
Yeah.
Yes,
you need a Stokely.
Right, you need that. No, but like, it's nice having a Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
So is it Tony Dungy's fault?
No.
That he had Peyton Manning?
No.
So I think it's one of those conversations where, all right, yeah, you're right. He hasn't. But I'm not blaming him or taking credit away from him because he had Drew Brees.
Yeah. Wow. I'm actually learning this right now in real time. Roddy White's, his name's not Rod or Robert or anything. It's Sherrod.
Huh.
His name's Sherrod Lamore White, but he just goes by Roddy.
There you go.
Sherrod's a cool name. Why wouldn't you go by Sherrod?
Ask him.
I will. The next time we talk, I'm going to ask him.
Text him.
I'm going to say, hey, Sherrod, what's your deal with Sean Payton? Why don't you like Sean?
It must be a nickname.
How does someone like Sean, or not like Sean, but like Jerry Jeudy? Let me actually rephrase that question. How does someone like Jerry Jeudy? That was mean, dude. He's in Cleveland.
Yeah, he's gone.
I shouldn't have said that.
I kind of like it. It's no one's listening today.
Okay,
don't worry about it.
Yeah.
We can be mean.
That's right. We can say whatever we want.
That's right. I don't know how he got involved in that. Like
Alabama? I mean, it's not like they were there at the same time. Alumni proud to be a Crimson Tide? I don't know.
Yeah, but how did he get on Mark Schlereth here?
Like, yeah,
how did
that's
that
a
go
question.
Down the road to Mark Schlereth get involved in this?
Maybe Jerry texted him?
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Maybe so. Yeah, Jerry's, he was doing the likes on Mark's daughter's Instagram.
Yeah.
And so.
Daughters.
Daughter, plural.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Maybe that's what it is. Like, on your timeline, it's like, your friend liked this tweet or whatever it is. I don't know if Instagram does that. Maybe that's what, like, Roddy woke up and was like, damn, Jerry liked 450 photos last night? I'm going to text him. And then they got into what was going on.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that Roddy White's off a little bit there.
I do, too.
And so, like, when you're talking about the routes, like, Jerry Jeudy can't run choice routes or option routes or, like, yeah, he can. Mm-hmm. I've seen him. I have. And I didn't even be good at it. So, it's in some instances and some situations out there, he's going to do different things. You're going to put him inside and run some of those routes and give different looks because I think he can provide something by being inside there. So I think he's way off on that. I think he's off on Sean Payton. I think he's just, for some reason, obviously there's a history there, and he's looking to take a shot at Sean Payton for that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Now, he is right to a certain degree. He hasn't done a whole lot without Drew Brees, but you can't take all that credit away from him.
Yeah.
He did decide to kick an onside kick there in the second half that worked out pretty good for the Saints.
Yeah.
Totally. That was his call.
He totally hated that decision for me, but it worked out great for them.
Yeah, I agree. I was still pulling for the Colts.
Probably still hated the same thing. I had a buddy who had bet one of the props in Vegas on just an onside kick at any time and won 10 grand on Sean Payton deciding to do that. Just by, it's obviously a huge number. So, and it was in Vegas, so it was all good there. But, I was upset
good for him.
At that. One quick text here. Maybe we can put ourselves mentally here where this texter says, listen in from Joplin, Missouri. 78 and sunny here today.
Oh.
So maybe you can think about that, what it's going to look like. 78 and sunny here. Probably
jealous.
Not that far away.
Jealous.
All right, we will take a timeout. I got an update, Stoke. I don't even know if you know this yet, but I know where we're going to see Peyton Manning on television next. Details coming up.
It's Stokely and Josh on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Another day is going by. I'm thinking about you.
All right, where are we going to see Peyton Manning next? Well, we found out. Of course,
is it a game show? Is it another commercial? Is it, I mean, I don't know. I don't know this news. Is this, just like new news?
It's new news.
Wow.
Just announced yesterday. I'm sure you're going to see him on a commercial before this happens.
Oh, can I guess then? Because I think...
you might know.
And we have seen him on a commercial for this, I think. If this is the Olympics?
Well, yeah, it is.
He's done a commercial.
He has. Yes,
he has. Yes, he has. It was pretty funny, too.
It was?
Yeah, he had like a baguette.
Okay.
You know, one of those things. Yeah, and he was going to put it into the blimp. And because it's like it's a French baguette.
Yeah.
And the... Olympics is in Paris.
It is,
and it was pretty. It was a good commercial. It was funny.
Okay, I'm gonna look it out. Look for it because I do want to see it. Everything he does is good. But he is joining Mike Tirico and Kelly Clarkson on NBC's Olympics coverage. But it's the opening ceremony, so Tirico is gonna kind of be the lead horse, the host. But Kelly Clarkson and Peyton Manning are gonna be the official co-hosts to sit along for opening ceremony. So like. You know, when they're going in, they light the torch and all that stuff. They all have their same matching outfits to represent their country. Peyton will be describing the action for us.
Yeah, cool. He told me he was going to do that. So, enjoy it, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think, like, Kelly Clarkson, what is she?
Yeah, I don't know what the tie would be there.
Yeah, like, is she from France?
She's from American Idol, actually.
Okay, okay. Did she play like sports, or
did
she run track in high school? Like, she's not even like an announcer or anything, right? So that's what I'm saying. There's no, like, how
does she still make music?
Is she like very popular still?
I don't know.
Like,
Kevin, does she still do music?
Help us out here.
She's got the Kelly Clarkson show, like a daytime show on NBC. NBC is hosting the Olympics.
So that's why. So they're, okay.
They're promoting their product there.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Well, I mean, it's Olympics. It's like you'd think you'd want just like the best coverage.
You would think so.
Right? That's the standard, right?
Yes.
The best coverage and then everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, well, we might sacrifice here. We know it's Olympics, but let's just look the other way and let's just get one of our own that works for our network and make them just shoehorn them into the Olympics.
Yes.
It's the Olympics. It's once every 4 years.
Pretty important.
Whatever. I won't be watching a lot of it.
If Will they you? Wanted the best broadcasters, they would just put Snoop Dogg and Kevin Hart back up there, and we'd watch that 24/7.
That's all you got to do. Throw Peyton Manning in there.
Snoop Dogg, Kevin Hart, and Peyton Manning?
Yes.
I'm down with that, too.
Oh, yeah.
That would
exactly.
be great. I actually do like the Olympics. I'm a big, especially Summer Olympics. You got hoops, you got skateboarding. That's kind of my jam.
Yeah, skateboarding should not be an Olympic sport. I'm sorry. You go to the X Games and do your deal, and that's cool. Shout out.
But flat ground skiing and then laying on your tummy to... what's it called when
flat
you
flat ground skiing.
What's that called?
Just skiing. Just no. Shuffling on the snow.
There's a name for like...
flat ground skiing. Maybe so.
Cross country skiing.
Flat ground skiing. Goodness gracious. Flat ground running. Well, are you talking about cross country running? Oh, yes. Cross country. Flat ground running. Flat ground skiing. Made no sense.
Okay, so cross country skiing and then laying on your belly to shoot a rifle is a sport?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yes. That takes a lot more athleticism than pushing a deal with four wheels on it.
What about flipping that deal?
Yeah, now that becomes a little bit more difficult. I just don't think it's an Olympic sport. I don't know. What are the storylines? When we had Michael Phelps and I could watch swimming and it was Phelps, that was awesome, right? We had the rivalries against, you know, Australia and France or whatever in swimming, and those were some really good battles there. Carl Lewis, The track and field.
Yeah.
You know, when you have some good, who are runners? I don't even know who these people are anymore.
No, I don't. I have no idea.
Right? Usain Bolt. Oh, you got to watch him.
Yeah.
Michael Johnson. Right? Running that 200, mm-hmm. like, and he running straight up like that. Loved him. Who are they? Who are they now? Like, there's no storylines now. Remember when they had the, I don't know, decathlon or whatever, and they did the big advertisement thing, and it was these two guys, and it's like, who's going to win it? And I think it was a Nike deal there. Anybody, Drew might remember it, because you're probably a little bit too young. Josh, you're probably a little bit too young. Dan, a guy named Dan, help us out, text line 303-713-1043. But, like, you got into it then. And this is, like, the one where they do all those different events. Decathlon?
Right.
Something like that?
Right, run, swim, bike, like all,
yeah,
all the
things.
Yeah,
all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
But they did a good job of giving us these guys, and so we know who they are. We don't know any of these people anymore.
Dan and Dave?
Yes.
There's a Reebok ad.
Yeah, Reebok. Yes, yeah, that's it.
I just
that's
Googled it. And found
perfect.
It.
Yeah, that's it.
Dan O'Brien and Dave Johnson.
Yes. But, like, you watched for those to see how it went down. Who is it now?
Mm-hmm.
Who do we have? You know, we would have a great Olympic sprinters, women Olympic sprinters
yeah.
also that were fun to watch. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know anybody anymore.
No, I don't either. I don't either at all.
So it's hard to watch track and field when you really don't know who these people are. So I don't know who's to blame here when you don't have these names. Maybe it's just like one of those things that just runs in, you know, a cycle there. Like sometimes you have it, sometimes you don't, but... Man, the Olympics with Michael Phelps, and you get there and you'd buckle up and you get ready to watch him, you know, get in the water and compete. I mean, there's nothing like it. I mean, that was awesome. I don't have that feeling anymore.
We still got Katie Ledecky on the women's side for
swimming.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
She's a really good one.
That's a good one.
But that,
anybody else?
That might be about it that I can think of. I'm trying to rack my brain around it now.
Yeah. What about the guy that was stealing stuff?
Stealing stuff. The other one,
Ryan Lochte.
Oh, Ryan Lochte. Yeah.
Is he still around?
He's doing like reality TV now or something.
Oh, really?
Like that. Yeah.
That makes sense. Actually, that does check out. I don't know. I also think that we're so maybe even oversaturated with options that, like, you know, once every 4 years, you go, oh, all right, I'll turn it on for background. It just doesn't mean as much as it does because we have so many dang options to watch and do and all these things that are out there.
Yeah, I think that has something to do with it. But. Like, I don't know what's different now about track and field than 10, 15, 20 years ago. I don't know any of these people. Like, you knew Carl Lewis,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah, Ben Johnson, Michael Johnson, all of these guys' names. I mean, and now you don't have any of these names.
Yeah.
So is it marketing? Is it just that track and field now is taking a back seat to a lot of these other sports, and so we just don't know their names? Obviously, I think with the Olympic sports, you have your big events. Right? You have swimming. You have track and field. What else? Like, basketball doesn't even really do it for me. I have a hard time getting into it. Yeah. Now, when it first came back and you had the dream team, right?
Yeah,
it was cool. Now it's like, I don't even know who's playing. Like, what NBA players are playing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. So that doesn't really do a whole lot for me. What other sports? What other sports do we love for summer Olympics?
I mean, like I said, skateboarding for me, but it's but
no one else.
No
You're
one
the
else.
Only one
flag
that
football is going to be added.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Not this year.
No, not this year. 4 years.
Yeah.
And will that be summer or winter?
That'll be summer.
That'll be summer.
Yeah, and they're doing
going to be playing snow football.
Well, football is a winter sport, so yeah, I would assume
and flag
that.
Football.
I don't know.
I guess they could do it indoors.
Yeah,
if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just think football. Like, you're not going to do flag football as a winter sport.
Well, they're big bad Olympians, right? They can't be cold.
Yeah, but it's just, of course they can be cold, but it's just like, is it a summer sport or Olympic or winter sport?
Okay.
Like, it's more of a summer sport. Any other sports, Drew, that we can, for summer Olympics that we can look forward to watching?
Did they bring baseball back to the summer Olympics? I don't remember if they did or not. I think they did, and then it went away again, but then it might be coming back. I honestly don't even know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, and again, like, I'm not, like, that's boring to me.
Can I also say something? This might make you mad. I think swimming's boring.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah, I'm not really like Michael Phelps. Missy Franklin Coles is from Colorado. It's a fun story, but it's like, I'm not really fired up to watch somebody swim.
Okay, I am.
You are?
Yeah, especially when it's like Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
And it's like, this guy's one of the best to ever do it, or the best to ever do it, and then you have the relay. I think the relay is really cool. And so, yeah, I do enjoy, especially when there's some names. There's got to be names there, right? And if there's some names there, then, look, I'll watch. If Tony Hawk comes back, I'll watch skateboarding.
Okay. I mean, there's like a 50 and over category or whatever it may be.
Then I'll watch it. But, like, in basketball, I guess if there's some names there, especially, like, if it's a, you know, whatever country against USA and it's you got some names that you know on both teams, that's not a bad deal. Track and field, same thing.
Still, what about golf? Golf's in the Olympics now. You're not into the Olympic golf?
Yeah, I'll be into it a little bit. I think it's just different. You know, it's different golf. But so it is back. Golf is back.
I think so, yeah,
okay.
As far as I know.
All right. Yeah. The Olympics are just different right now for whatever reason. For me, I don't know. Maybe that's just me. And like you said, we have so many other options. We're just not as locked into the Olympics as we used to be. Mm-hmm. I remember 2012 when we were with the Broncos, and every night we'd go back to the room and, you know, we had the Olympics on.
Really?
Yeah, we'd go back, we'd all watch, and, you know, you try not to see because I think it was tape delayed.
It was, yeah.
You try not to see what happened, and then you go and... And we would watch the Olympics for a couple hours.
I feel like that cross country skiing and then shooting event. Give me like 8 months to train. I'm bringing home a bronze.
You are
in 8 months, dude. That's not a sport. That doesn't take a lot of skill.
How does your hair do in the cold?
Not great.
Yeah,
not great.
I think it might get in your way. Like you're trying to shoot and you got your hair going. You got to have it back. There's no chance, man. That's hard. Like because these like you have to have endurance.
Yeah, I do.
Right, and then you have to be able to control your breathing to shoot. I think those people are great athletes.
Let's take a timeout. Let us know if you care about watching the Olympics coming up. But Peyton will be there. That's the big story. Nuggets get a big win against Miami, and the Avs, heck of a fight to come back and win. We'll reset what the Ballerina Bros did last night. Next,
you're listening to Stokely and Josh on Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.
Nuggets and Avs, the Ball Arena Bros, were both in action last night. Avalanche up in Canada. They are up there for a couple of games. One more, it'll be Edmonton coming up on Saturday. Now they're off until, but they got a win in overtime over the Canucks. 4-3, the final. Val Nichushkin, the hero, once again. 3 games back, 3 goals for Val, 2 of which have been overtime game winners. Nathan MacKinnon found the back of the net, as did Mikko Rantanen and Ross Colton.
Did that go off his head?
Looked like it, right?
The winner in overtime. And I think Chicken Fingers was the one that kind of was the one that noticed that. It was like, well, okay, wait, how did that thing go in? And it went high, and it kind of looked like it deflected off of his upper body somewhere.
Yeah.
But a nice way to win it. That's when you're running hot. You know, when something just, puck just hits you and in the net.
Yeah.
Perfect. Oh, yeah, scored the winner.
Right.
That was me, baby.
The good puck luck has found its way back with the Colorado Avalanche, and they were certainly missing some of that. Definitely post all-star break, but now getting everything going and being who they are. So it was a huge night. It's a big win. They're halfway through the road trip, like we talked about, with the 8 points to go and get, and they have 4 of those now with... who is it at the back end of this? St. Louis is the back end of this road trip, and they're bad. You know, you look at that and go, all right, that should be a game where you go and take 2. So you're sitting pretty now to be in a position to bring home 6 of the 8 points, and we'll see what happens with the Oilers on Saturday night. But
and they're good.
Edmonton's
got some dudes, obviously, and they can score with Connor McDavid, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So they got some offensive firepower there. So that should be a good one.
Yeah.
You know MacKinnon, he gets up for these types of games.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's like, all right, Connor McDavid, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
So looking forward to that one. You say that's Saturday?
That's Saturday.
So they got a little time off?
I think it goes Saturday, Tuesday. That was going to be my next question. What's the goalie play for the rest of the road trip? Yeah, Saturday, 8 o'clock in Edmonton. Tuesday, 6 o'clock in St. Louis.
I'll tell you what it is.
What is it?
I'll play Coach Bednar now.
All right.
Saturday against Edmonton, you want your guy in there. Like the guy that we plan on rolling out in the playoffs the majority of the time, and that's Georgie. So Georgiev is in a net against Edmonton, and then you said St. Louis to wrap it up, and then we'll get we'll get him in there for that matchup there. So I think that's how I would do it. How would you play it out?
I kind of like that. I like it the same way. And honestly, if this is the decision by Bednar, and I don't know, I'll have to look at the full schedule and really break it down for myself first, but with Tuesday to, or what was last night? Wednesday to Saturday, you're having Thursday, Friday off. And then Saturday to Tuesday, you're having Sunday and Monday off. I think that's plenty of time for Georgie. Play both.
Yeah, there you go.
Play both.
That's fine also. I'm not mad at that at all. I'm looking forward to that game, though, against Edmonton.
Yeah,
McDavid and McKinnon.
McKinnon keeps finding the score sheet. He's really got to separate himself from Nikita Kucherov as points winner. And the Avalanche, man, I don't know. I'm thinking of the Hart Trophy. Do they have to have the number? They have to be the number one seed in the Central, number one seed, maybe even in the West, and McKinnon be the point leader to bring home the Hart?
No, that's a lot. That's a lot. I think if he just keeps doing his thing, if you're one seed, two seed, three seed, I think that's fine. They're a good team.
Yeah.
Right, you're a competitive team, and I think that's all that matters. You're not going to be the 8th, 9th, 10th seed type of team. So I think in this type of situation, we're good there. Just as long as he keeps playing at a high level, the seeding won't affect him.
Okay. And then we might actually have this conversation a bit later, but it's a couple of weeks away from starting to look at who you might play in the first round of the NHL playoffs. And I didn't realize this, the wild cards, you're looking at Vegas as possible first round matchup. That's something nobody wants on the Western Conference side of the Stanley Cup playoff.
Yeah, Vegas, Nashville. So it's going to be interesting to see how that thing shakes out there and where the Avs end up. Right now, the first in the Central and second overall in the West, I believe, behind Vancouver, the team they beat last night. So, but they can go from first to third in the Central in a second.
Yeah.
That's how tight that is.
On the other side of that, if you look at the standings in the Western Conference of the NBA, the Denver Nuggets sit alone up there after a win last night against Miami. This is big, Stoke, because it's something we talked about post-All-Star break. We wanted 20-7. They're, 10-6, I think is what it could be now. That's all they have to go to reach that 20-7 mark. But I think getting to this number one seed is so important. I want them to have home court advantage throughout the Western Conference playoffs. Who knows the way it played out last year with Miami beating Boston. Then you become the home team in the NBA Finals. All kinds of crazy stuff can happen. But I want to go back to December of 2022. The Nuggets took first place. They were battling with New Orleans at the time. In New Orleans, Zion dealt with stuff, as he always does. But in December, the Nuggets became the number one seed. They never looked back. We talked about it. They were 10 games over Memphis after the All-Star break, and they kind of just coasted, then turned it on in the postseason, obviously, and became world champions. But here we are right now, March 14th, first place in the Western Conference. I look at this as the same way. They don't look back. I think they remain in first place, half game out, whatever it is, but I think they're top team in the West the rest of the way through the regular season and earn home court advantage through the Western Conference playoffs.
That would be nice. Obviously, they're playing really good ball right now, which is great. So it's you look at their schedule coming up here, and you got the Spurs and your buddy Greg Popovich coming up here tomorrow night. That should be a W. You said it's in Austin.
It's in Austin, yeah.
So I guess you're just trying to play in different places.
I guess Austin's a big. I don't know how far away it is from San Antonio. I've never been.
It's not that far. It's in Texas.
Okay.
San Antonio's in Texas, so it can't be that far, right?
Sure, sure.
Texas is not that big of a place. Yeah, so
no, not at all.
It can't be that far of a drive. I guess if you're the Spurs, you're just looking to play in different places and try to get fans,
build
right?
Your fan base,
so
yeah.
There you go. And then you got the Mavs and the Timberwolves and the Knicks, the three games after that. Obviously, the Mavs and Timberwolves on the road, those are going to be good battles there. So, but they're playing so good right now. And at such a high level, I feel good about them against anybody. And so I do believe that, and I'm pretty sure that OKC does have the tiebreaker over the Nuggets if they do tie. So we have to keep that in mind also. So I just want them playing really good ball heading into the playoffs, and they're playing great basketball right now. They came out of the break, which I was nervous, Nelly.
Yeah.
Going into the All-Star break. with them losing those three games in a row. But they've just been playing great. It's like they had their break, and now they're like, all right, it's go time. Mm-hmm. It's go time, and they are playing some good ball.
Avs, as Stoke mentioned, they're off until Saturday. Nuggets Friday, so the Ball Arena Bros double dip last night. Both going to have the evening off tonight. All right, we got to tell you to get to denversports.com/hoops. We're going to fill out brackets. Stoke and I are going to challenge one another, see who can win on the show for bragging rights. But what's better than bragging rights? $5,000. 5K, that's our bracket challenge. You go to denversports.com/hoops to sign up for our Sport Clips 5K bracket challenge. You have to have your entries in by March 21st because that's when the tournament's going to start. But why not? Do it with us, right? You're going to do a bracket. You're probably going to do several of them. Make sure one is at denversports.com/hoops.